Florida is the leading state for greyhound racing. We have more tracks, more races than any state remaining in the country.
Coral Springs Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz is one lawmaker pushing for decoupling greyhound racing from the gambling industry.
And so what we've been talking about for years now, as Chairman Gates and I have been doing this now for several years, is allowing those businesses to make a business decision on whether or not they still want to continue this practice at their facility. That's what is being talked about from a legislative standpoint. Nothing else. No one is trying to ban greyhound racing.
Moskowitz, joined by Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gates, spoke at a press conference Thursday, pointing to a release of a report by a greyhound protection organization called Grey 2K USA. The report outlines how many greyhounds have died in Florida, talks about how tracks are losing money on greyhound racing, and highlights the injuries greyhounds face while racing. But the Florida Greyhound Association's David Bishop disagrees with most of the report. Bishop says while he acknowledges the industry needs to step up its injury and death reporting of dogs on the track, he says he and lawmakers like Moskowitz part ways on how to get that done. Bishop says while the word decoupling may sound harmless, it would have dire consequences on the industry.
Let's make no mistake about it. If passed, it would end greyhound racing in the state of Florida. It would cost 3,000 Florida families their jobs, and it would create 13 casinos across the state without voter approval. Pure and simple, the FGA opposes decoupling.
Instead, he says the type of legislation his group favors is a bill aimed at ensuring the safety of greyhounds. It's sponsored by Democrat Senator Chris Smith and Representative Kevin Rader.
The Florida Greyhound, or the Greyhound Protection Act would ask the tracks to make some simple changes. One, improve the track surface. Number two, add a guard on the lure, what used to be the rabbit that the dogs chase. And number three, insulate electric wires on the track. Very simple changes, really no-brainers, that we support and would ask the tracks to do this year.
So far, no decoupling legislation has been filed. The only greyhound-related measure that's passed its first Senate committee is Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel's bill requiring injuries to racing greyhounds to be reported. It's named after Representative Matt Gaetz's mother. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.